Please join me in the reading from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 8. You can find this on page 979. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of your power, of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Now all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Have you seen that? Have you heard that? The guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, Today, salvation has come to this house. Because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The word of God for the people of God. So when we meet Zacchaeus, the author of Luke tells us two descriptors of the man. Well, he gives us three, but the first two are very important. First, he is the chief tax collector. Two, he is wealthy. Now, this is New Testament code for saying Zacchaeus was a sorry excuse for a human being. Tax collecting, as you all may know, was contracted out to local entrepreneurs, and they often abused that privilege to fatten their own bank accounts. Sure, Zacchaeus needed to make money to live, but did he need to take so much extra that the people in the New Testament would describe him as rich or wealthy? It's easy to see why everyone in Galilee and their mamas hated rich tax collectors. They were the scum of the earth, rotten, greedy, selfish cheats who would take a widow's last two coins given the chance. Didn't Jesus say, just in Luke 18, just a chapter before, that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. The rich tax collectors were beyond redemption and deserved God's wrath. Or at least we thought they were. Zacchaeus, a man who seemed to be worthy of our derision, literally goes out on a limb to catch a glimpse of Jesus passing through. Jesus sees him, this rich tax collector. Out of this entire crowd of people, this is the guy he sees, the rich tax collector, and invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. Who knows what happened that day in Zacchaeus' mind or his heart? His livelihood up to this point was built on greed, abuse, and at some level, he must have justified his heavy taxation of his neighbors. He must have justified it in his head to keep doing it. Surely nothing good from this man. But following Jesus' invitation, there is an incredible response from Zacchaeus of generosity. Zacchaeus declares that he's going to give half of his possessions to the poor, the people who he have defrauded, the poor people who Zacchaeus, he literally, when he was taxing people, it's like he had his foot on their neck. Those are the people he declared he was going to give half of his possessions to. He also declares that he will repay those he defrauded four times as much, which is double the customary restitution for fraud. And out of this sorry excuse for a human being came an overwhelming act of resurrection and generosity. Out of this scum came grace. Most thought impossible. Apparently, occasionally a camel can pass through the eye of a needle. Every once in a while, it can happen. And if there is hope for Zacchaeus, if Zacchaeus can see the light, there's hope for us. We're good at convincing ourselves that we're too far gone to be any use to God, that our opportunities to respond to God's love has passed us by. But it's never. Neither your past nor your present prevents you from responding to God with the kind of generosity that knocks somebody out of their seat. It's within each and every one of you. And I know it's possible because Zacchaeus has shown us that anything is possible through God. If this guy can do it, so can we. So who knows what Zacchaeus' change of heart and act of generosity did for his town of Jericho, right? This was a wealthy man. This was a man who made a lot of money taxing people. And he declared that he was going to give half of what he owned to the poor and repay four times as much. Think about how that rippled through that community. How that changed the lots of so many people who lived in Jericho. Giving those in poverty breathing room, allowing the oppressive abuse of Zacchaeus' taxation to come to an end. Can you imagine what our community here in Washington Courthouse would look like if just some of us started living a Zacchaeus kind of generosity? what this church would be capable of. We would be an unstoppable force of grace and light. Let us become a generation that is defined by our generosity. Our generosity of things, time, money, energy, so much so that our community can feel it rippling through the streets, the alleyways, proclaiming the good news of God. So today, as we give our pledge for this next year coming up, may we be inspired by this guy, Zacchaeus, who everyone thought no way was any grace, love, generosity coming from. Be inspired by this man to become a generation of generosity ourselves for those who are coming out after us and for our community right here and now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.